This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange Rules, the requirements you must follow. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 1031 Exchange rewards discipline and punishes shortcuts. Meet every requirement and you defer the entire gain. Miss a procedural deadline and the exchange can fail outright. Miss a value rule and part of your gain becomes taxable. The rules themselves are not complicated, but they are exacting, and they interlock, which is why understanding all of them together, rather than one at a time, is the difference between full deferral and an unpleasant surprise at tax time. This guide walks through every rule that governs a valid exchange, why each exists, the traps that catch investors, and how the pieces fit into a single, repeatable process. Strip the 1031 rulebook to its structure and you find five load-bearing requirements. First, both properties must be like-kind real property held for investment or business. Second, the transaction must satisfy the same taxpayer rule. Third, to fully defer you must meet the equal or greater value rule, reinvesting all equity and replacing all debt. Fourth, you must use a qualified intermediary and never take receipt of the proceeds. Fifth, you must meet the 45-day and 180-day deadlines. Two of these are procedural, the CHI and the deadlines, and three are substantive, like kind, same taxpayer, and value. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.